68-64 final. Northern Colorado falls tonight at home to Eastern Washington. We're joined by head coach Jeff Linder following this one. Disappointing, hard-fought ball game between two teams that are right there at the top of the conference, but they just had a little bit more than you did at the end of it tonight.
Yeah, that was a great college basketball game against two very good teams that know each other very well. And I mean, our last, I don't know how many games with them have boiled down to pretty much a one-possession game. And you have the ball right there, the chance to tie it or take the lead, and the ball's in Jonah's hands, and that's the guy he wanted in his hands and got him to where he wanted to go, and ends up being a make-or-miss game, but never really boils down to one possession. Over the course of the game, you got to make plays, and I was disappointed in the way in the second, with the lead at halftime up five, and then we come out and just don't get the necessary stops. I'm not sure what we're we just got to figure out a way to fix that but get better from it. And that's, you can't look at it, even though it's senior night and it's disappointing to lose on senior night, it's not the end of the world. Our reality is that we got to make sure that we're ready to get better and win the next game. And so that's all our focus is going to be, because ultimately you got to make sure you win three games come Big Sky Tournament.
What did Eastern do to take you out of the flow offensively tonight?
Well, I mean, give them credit, a lot like us. I mean, they turned it into a two-on-two game, and we turned it into a two-on-two game, and Peatling and Davidson had 44 points, and Jonah and Kai and Coor, combined for 36 points, and that's really what it boiled down to. And I told the guys, I mean, that's partially my fault too, in terms of just kind of disrupting our flow, and it's just something that when teams want to play that way, we got to figure some things out, and probably needed to do a better job of trying to get the ball inside versus the switch. But those are things that we'll go back and look at and try to figure out, so when the next time we play them, we'll be ready to go.
One of the things that is impressive about how they operate is that Peatling can get out on the perimeter and handle the basketball very, very well. That puts teams off balance.
Yeah, they're hard to guard. I mean, they do a good job of putting those guys in good position. And when you have a guy like Peatling at the five who forces you to guard him at 19 feet, 20 feet, and then he has the ability to pass it. And so it's a lot like having a Nikola Jokic there. And that's where you see the NBA playing a lot of five out and playing with fives that can shoot. Because if you have a five that can shoot and you got four other guys on the floor that can shoot, it makes it really tough to guard.
Very tough loss to take, but you know that you've got two more games in front of you. And the first of the two comes up against Montana on Thursday night. Something that I was noting was that tiebreakers are a big part of what goes on here now down the stretch. You win at Montana, and you've got a tiebreaker on them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a tiebreaker on Eastern. Eastern has a tiebreaker on you. Welcome to what the Big Sky race has turned into.
It's a three-team deal in terms of for the top three spots, so nothing's going to change from that front. But you can sit there and try to figure all that stuff out. All we can try to do is figure out how we're going to get better on Monday and how we're going to go and put our best foot forward on the road, which these guys embrace playing on the road. And I just wish in front of a really good crowd, which I thank everybody for coming out, because that was a great crowd to have here to send those three seniors off right.
It was the crowd that this team deserved to have this season.
Yeah, no question. That's what that team deserved, but at least we got it for one night.
No doubt. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate
you,
it. Jeff Linder's postgame thoughts is, again, the Bears suffer the loss tonight by the final of 68-64 to Eastern Washington. When we continue in a moment, a look at what's going on around the conference tonight as well as the rest of college basketball next. The Munson's Automotive Postgame Show continues in a moment on 1310 KFKA.